Mark chapter 10. He arose and went from there to the region of Judea to the other side of the Jordan, and the people came to him again. And again, as was his custom, he taught them. The Pharisees came to test him, asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and to divorce her." Yeshua answered them, "Due to the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, Elohim made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and cleave to his wife. And the two shall be one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore Elohim has joined together, let not man put asunder." In the house his disciples asked him concerning this matter again. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." They brought young children to him, that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Yeshua saw it, he was very displeased and said to them, "Allow the little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of Elohim. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of Elohim as a little child shall not enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. When he set out on his way, a man came running and knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit everlasting life?" He said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good, except Elohim alone. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." He answered him, "Teacher, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Yeshua, looking upon him, loved him, and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And let deny yourself, and take up your torture wooden pole and follow me." He was saddened by that word, and he went away grieving. For he had many possessions. Yeshua looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of Elohim." The disciples were astonished at his words. But Yeshua answered again, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of Elohim. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of Elohim." They were astonished beyond measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" Yeshua, looking at them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with Elohim. For with Elohim all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything, and have followed you." Yeshua answered, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left a house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields, for my sake and for the gospel's sake, who shall not receive 100 times as much now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and fields, with persecution, and in the world to come, everlasting life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." They were on the way, going up to Jerusalem, and Yeshua went ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and began to tell them what would happen to him, saying, "Listen. We are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, and scourge him, and spit on him, and kill him. Then after 3 days he will rise." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, "Teacher, we want that whatever we may ask, you would do for us." He said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and the other at your left hand, in your glory." But Yeshua said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Yeshua said to them, "You will indeed drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left hand is not mine to grant. It is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard it, they began to be very displeased with James and John. But Yeshua called them together, and said, "You know that those who are appointed to rule over the Gentiles master it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. but it shall not be so among you. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever among you would be greatest must be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Then they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat along the way begging. When he heard that it was Yeshua of Nazareth, he began to cry out, "Yeshua, son of David, have mercy on me." Many ordered him to keep silent. But he cried out even more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Yeshua stood still and commanded him to be called. So they called the blind man, saying, "Be of good comfort. Rise, he is calling you." Throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Yeshua. Yeshua answered him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabbi, that I might receive my sight." Yeshua said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." Immediately he received his sight and followed Yeshua on the way.